You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Barbara Bogavin for Lizzie O'Leary. Well, we're just days away from midterm elections, and depending on where you live, you might be getting bombarded by political ads on TV and radio. Well, now here's your chance to meet one of the people behind the curtain. Jeff Truman runs a company called High Gravity Sounds. He works with producers and post-production houses to create custom sound design. This time of year, he's busy producing music for campaign ads. His mission, to make you feel something.
Political campaigns are a quick turnaround. It's one where you need to be very clear about what the emotional backdrop is going to be, and you don't want to get in the way of what the message is going to be. You just want to effectively paint the picture so that the story can be told. There's some pretty tried and true themes: patriotism, suspicion, pride. There's also this blend at times where you will hear the setup of candidate A, who is not to be trusted, and then the second half of the message is turning that around to show how candidate B is to be trusted. So trust and mistrust are big themes. With music, you can go to certain colors, certain instruments, certain rhythms, certain sort of templates that have been used for centuries in order to paint a picture of something that's dark and foreboding and complicated, and then sometimes just turn it on its ear in a relative way, and all of a sudden you've got something clear and inspiring and hopeful. And I mean that quite literally. I mean, there are relative keys that you use for that effect. Well, suspicion sounds can be accomplished with strings in the upper register, can be accomplished with some electronic sounds that aren't, you don't want to go for anything terribly disjointed or that's grating or something that's going to create some tension. And that can also be done with percussion. You have to kind of understand, too, that the lighter the touch, the better. So if you can create that mistrust with a couple of different instruments that are a little dissonant, that might be just enough dissonant to create some mistrust and some questioning, that's a good thing. I feel like I have little kids that sort of go off and do their thing. It sounds silly, but you create something. You spend a lot of time in a short period of time with it. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't proud of, you know, this track and that track. And the funny thing is that when you listen to it again a year or two later, there's a lot of different things you might try to do differently just because you've been around it for a while and you think about things differently. And it's not to say that I dislike it necessarily, but I might tweak this or tweak that. But generally speaking, I'm pretty happy with the stuff that I do. Next time you watch a commercial or you play a video game, understand that there are people slaving away, working hard to make that thing work.
Jeff Truman of High Gravity Sounds.